Janet Hoff in the WRJN News Center. Tonight's forecast, cloudy with a chance of showers, lows in the upper 30s. A Bradford High School student stabbed at the school on Tuesday has died, and his alleged attacker is facing charges in adult court. 15-year-old Timothy Carson appeared in intake court this afternoon, charged with second-degree intentional homicide. Carson is accused of stabbing another 15-year-old student in the chest in a study hall at the school. The victim was transported to a local hospital for treatment of a stab wound to the heart and was later taken to a Milwaukee-area hospital for treatment, where he passed away this morning. Carson is being held on a $250,000 cash bond. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for May 12th. A Racine man has been charged with first-degree reckless homicide, accused of causing the death of his 3-month-old child. According to court documents, Racine police and rescue personnel were called to a home in the 1000 block of Park Avenue April 11th for an infant who was not breathing. The baby was taken to the hospital, and at first it was believed his condition was natural. However, further examination indicated the baby had suffered a traumatic brain injury. He passed away 5 days later. 30-year-old Josu Santiago Vasquez appeared in Racine Circuit Court today to face the charge. A preliminary hearing was scheduled for May 4th. A reported $30,000 worth of cell phones were taken at gunpoint just before 7 last night from the Mount Pleasant AT&T store at 7115 Durand Avenue. Responding officers were told that two suspects entered the store and one displayed a handgun to the employee on duty. The suspects then left the store with the cell phones in an unknown direction. No one was hurt. The Racine Public Works and Services Committee is recommending support for a new courtesy inspection program in Chapter 18 of the city's building codes, which includes a $150 fee. Building Inspector Ken Plasky again explained it would speed along the process for the planned use of buildings by a tenant or someone buying it to set up a business. Alderman Henry Perez continues to support the initiative, but remains against the extra cost.
Milwaukee, they have a program that this is modeled that goes from $300 to $500. That's fine. We can be progressive here. We don't have to follow other people. The fact that we have trouble bringing businesses into the community, this will extend a hand and say, look, we're willing to do this for you so that you don't experience a problem later on, get mad at us, and decide to go do your business in Mount Pleasant.
Alderman Sandy Widener said everybody knows, especially when you're starting a business, that there's no free lunch. Well, Alderman Jason Meekma called it a great thing to offer, and the fee is the cost of doing business. The committee recommended approval of the courtesy inspection program to the Racine Common Council. S.C. Johnson has donated $25,000 to the Volunteer Center of Racine County to fund summer youth camps. The donation will help ensure that the Summer Service Learning Camp will be offered free of charge to participants. The camps teach area youth that volunteering and having fun go hand in hand. The camp is held in 12 separate week-long sessions and is offered to Racine area youth between the ages of 11 and 18 on a first-come, first-served basis. Last summer, over 100 young people attended the camps. The Volunteer Center of Racine County doled out its annual recognition awards during a noon gathering at Roma Lodge, while also paying tribute to the organization that it followed 17 years ago, the Office of Community Concerns.
Old-timers remember that out of the Office of Community Concerns, the Volunteer Center originated in the year 2000. The Alliance for Mentally Ill, Women's Resource Center, Corporate Volunteer Council, Literacy Council, Society's Assets, all of those organizations were born out of the Office of Community Concerns, as was the Volunteer Center.
The director of the Volunteer Center of Racine County, Al Volmet, says anyone who likes helping people should contact the office at 886-9612 or check out their website at volunteerracine.org. This year's fourth Fest Parade in Racine is taking on an international flair with the announcement that the Kufta School Band from Norway will participate. Fourth Fest President David Mack in a news release says it's been the band's ambition to travel to America, and after much hard work, saving, and planning for the trip, they will realize their dream. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The forecast is coming up.